Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Balik deh. Oh yeah. Hello everybody. Yeah. Do you know what we are? Do you know what we bloody are? We're back. And you may notice, oh, in fact, you won't notice. In fact, it's physically impossible for you to notice, because what I was going to say is that I'm not filming these anymore, as in filming them to put on YouTube, because I just have to be honest with you, I can't be fucked. I cannot be fucked. Every time I do it, at first it was fun and it was like a laugh, and then firstly YouTube basically gave me big fat emails saying we can't monetize your videos and we don't really like them because you use clips that you don't have rights to, which is fair enough. Do you know what, YouTube? Yeah, fair enough, I'll give you that one. And then they said that I swear a lot, and I was like, do you know what, YouTube, fair enough. He's not telling any lies. And on top of that, every time, so I film it just on my phone because I can't be asked buying out for this. I do have a nice camera, but can't be asked with all that. So I literally record it on my phone and then edit it in iMovie. And every single time I do it, it uses up so much of my space on my laptop that I have to... Oh, guys, it's just the biggest palaver. And did you know... Right, I didn't know this. So I did a year in a film degree and I did not know this. Did you know that if you record something, like, on your phone... So I record the sound separately. I record the sound on my microphone that leads into my laptop, whereas I was filming the visual, would you call it? Yeah, the visual on my phone. So two different microphones going on there. But when you film them at the same time, they go out of sync. So, like... I can't even explain it. So, like, say if there was a 10-minute clip, 10 minutes filmed on my phone, 10 minutes sound filmed in the microphone, when you play them together, they will slowly go out of time from each other, and then by the end of the clip, they will be completely out of sync. And that just happens. Like, you can start them at the exact same time, but because it's, like, I don't know, is it because, like, sound is faster, or, like, light travels faster than sound? I don't know, but it's called, like, audio drift. I don't know, is it called that? Sorry, I got a bit of a coffee waff. I don't know. Sorry, I just had a nice little sip of my apple juice. Anyway, hello, everybody, because we're big fat, didn't have a podcast last week, so... I didn't mean to press that, to be fair, but I enjoyed it. So I just thought this episode, I've got a few topics lined up. Well, annoyingly... I had some fun, exciting topics lined up with some quite fun people that I was quite excited about that may not happen now because I've had to leave London and they might not be free and they might forget about me and they might hate me. God, sorry, I don't really know where that cough's come from. Coronavirus! But yeah, so I had some fun, like, little collab, like, pods lined up. But I've had to come home. Right, basically, this is just going to be a catch-up episode because I had topics lined up for certain people, I had fun things planned, and it's all gone to shit. So I didn't even do a podcast last week because my life went to shit. I was feeling like shit. So I just thought I'd do an episode where I basically just have a chat. I mean, I know I do that every single episode, but this one more than the others because I'm literally just going to have a chat about my life, what's going on, and then that's only going to be a little bit, and then I'm going to... majoritively answer loads of questions that I haven't really been able to, because I usually like pick like just a few questions, don't I? Oh my god, guys, I can't stop coughing, like, what is going on? But yeah, so I'm gonna like pick some questions and have a good time, and I've gone through the questions and I'm really excited. Some of them I'm like, why did I not answer that? So yeah, do you know what? Oh shit, I pressed the wrong button again. I'm not tuned up to this slot yet. Do you know what? Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, a little bit. Oh, we love it. Right, okay, guys. So, Last time I spoke to you, I think it was like coming up to Halloween. Yeah, because it was a Halloween podcast. Oh my God, I'm going to have to cough again. Let me just do one big one and get it out. Oh my God. That was really big. I think there's something lodged in my throat. Get that out my throat. Get that out my fucking throat. If you need to... Right, do you know... I'm obs referring
get that
to...
Out my piss.
But have you all heard that? You need to actually watch that video. Search on YouTube. Get that out my face. I swear to God, the full video was my childhood. I would just recite it all the time. It's probably the clip that I've watched the most in my entire life.
Get that out my face.
I can't tell you how much joy it brings me seeing Granny Annie. Please, don't pause this podcast, actually. Listen to it all the way through. And then... Listen to...
Get that out my face.
On YouTube. It's only about 2 minutes long and it's fucking brilliant. And bless her soul, she's dead now. Oh, I don't know why I laughed. She's big fat dead, Granny Annie. R.I.P. Granny Annie. Anyway, so Halloween. And guys, So I posted the two things that I kind of... I guess you could say wore, but it was basically just makeup that I did for Halloween. One of them was the full skull face, which I loved. Oh, I loved doing that. So basically, right, my idea of Halloween... is you dress up like a knob, have a great time, go somewhere where you're having loads of fun and everything, and it don't really matter, and you just have a fun time. This year, it were different. I couldn't make plans. COVID happened, obviously. All plans kind of went to shit. And then I had kind of last-minute plans with my two friends from work. Love them to pieces, but they're a lot more, like, bougie than I am. Like, they like to, like, go to, like, fancy bars and stuff, whereas I'm like, right, let's go to, like, a sketty club and just drink, like, cheap shots all night and have a great time. So we're going to this place, but so they said it's in Mayfair, and if you know London, that's like a really posh area of London, but I don't know, I didn't know what Mayfair was, I didn't have a clue. So they're saying we're going to this restaurant. No, they didn't say a restaurant, they said a bar. We're going to a bar, we've got into this bar or something, like, my friend knew somebody and we managed to get into this, like, exclusive bar, and they said to me that Little Mix go there sometimes, so I was like, okay, then I'll go, because, like, obvs, Little Mix. And so we're going, and... I'm thinking Halloween, so I won't go crazy because we're going to like a nice place. I'll just put some scars on my face like I'd been clawed by a demon, and I did one on my cheek, and guys, makeup artist over here, I did it so it looked really believable, and I didn't even use any latex. I literally used eyeshadow, lipstick and lip gloss that I'd stolen from work, but we won't get into that. And yeah, it looked so good. So I just did that, and I put a little bit of red eyeshadow under my eyes, just because then it gives like a spooky, ooky look. Do you know what I mean? And I dyed my hair black. I guess I could kind of go a bit overboard, but anyway. And I wore all black, and then I just wore a chain around my neck. And I'm thinking, wearing all black, black jeans, black shoes, black nice like t-shirt jumper thing from Zara. Nice, cool makeup. That's Halloween-y enough, whilst still being classy and sophisticated. Do you get me? So I get all the way to those, and I walk in, and I'm greeted by a girl in full-on dress, and I'm thinking, oh, okay then, like, but she always looks nice, so I'm thinking, all right, okay. And then other mate comes down, even dressier dress, and I'm thinking, oh my God. And then they're both putting heels on, and they'd said to me before, like, yeah, we'll put, like, some blood on, maybe some eye contact. There were not a single eye contact, there were not a single blood, and there were me, claw face, black hair, chain... giving it demonic, gay boy, and then they're just the nice, normal, beautiful girls. And I'm thinking, what? I'm thinking, I'm dressed up all...
Ooky, kooky, and creepy.
And they're giving it...
I love you, Jesus.
Like, what? What am I supposed to do in this? So I'm looking at them going, guys, am I underdressed for this? And they even said to me, you're not bringing your coat, are you? I had my big puffer coat on. It's cold outside. What am I supposed to do? I had a go-ahead bar in my pocket in case I got hungry. Like, and they're giving it, like, all dressy, like, nothing. And I'm like, what? Where are we even going here? And they're like, yeah, Max. Like, and then they're having, like, conversations amongst themselves. Like, oh, gosh, I hope we get in. And I'm like, fuck this. Like, where am I going? I didn't know I was going to the most exclusive place in the world. Like, I'm dressed like a gimp. So... we bloody well get to the place, and guys, it was not as bougie as we thought, and I was like a little bit buzzing over it. Turns out it was like a restaurant as well, which I had no idea. I'd had beans on toast before I went out. I didn't know that it were full on restaurant vibes. It was like a restaurant club thing, and oh my God. So We found out just before we went as well that it was a minimum. So in order to just have your table, minimum, you had to spend £95 each. And I was like, fuck. But then on the other hand, I was like, okay, Boris had just announced lockdown. So I'm thinking, right, do you know what? I'm going home. So this is my last night out for like a month. So do you know what? 95 quid, let's just spend it. Who cares? So we get in and there's like spider webs everywhere and it's like all fancy and it is like a club, but it's a restaurant. It's weird. It's weird is what it is. But it was really like fun. And then all the waiters are looking at us like we're skets, basically. I'm going to put it plainly. They're looking at us like we're big sketty bum bums. And I'm thinking, why are they doing that? And then one of them has the cheek to come over and he goes, by the way, guys, you do realise that you have to spend a minimum of £95 each, don't you? And we were like, yes. Even though we just found it out, we were like, yeah, we do know that. Thank you very much. Like, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but yeah, we do know that. And then we order some, like, little starter sharing things. No, I'm not even hungry. I'm just here to have drinks. And then we're ordering drinks, living it large. And then the waiter comes over again and reminds us again that we need to... And I'm thinking, we just ordered. What do you want me to do? Order, like, the most expensive thing? Like, piss off. So then I'm getting a bit annoyed. And we all are, to be fair. We're just like, this is a bit rudy-toody-patootie. And I'm like, not keen on it. So I call the big main manager over. And I put on my acting wig. And I go, excuse me, sir. I just want you to know that your staff have made us feel really uncomfortable. I was like, we together amongst us, we probably have more money than everybody in this room. We're all incredibly rich and successful. And we've been made to feel as though we're not. Guys. I was there with like 95 quid in my bank account, like scraping by. And I gave it, yeah, so just so you know, you've really ruined my night and my lawyer will be hearing about this. Like, I was going all the way out and it was like, I don't know where it came from, but it ended up working out in the end because they fully apologised. I'm pretty sure we got a free drink. But then I did think as soon as they gave us the free drink, I was like, oh, that don't count towards the 95 quid though, does it? So we've still got to spend more money. But, oh guys, it was lit. Had a great Halloween. And then the next day was when I decided, because I was like thinking that, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. We don't know the full details of Boris's lockdown yet. And then I think it was on the Sunday, he said, basically, lockdown is happening again. Lockdown part two, the sequel. And I'm just thinking, nah. I'm just thinking. No! I'm really just, do you know what? I'm just thinking, Boris, all I want to do is...
I just want to be me.
So just let me. Just have a day off, Bozzer. Have a day off, please. Please. I was like, oh, and like the next weekend, my friends were coming to see me. Oh, I had so much planned. And it's all just gone to shit. And basically, I was like, right, I need to decide what I'm doing. And where I lived in London, I didn't like it at all. I did not like it. And it had a train track in the back garden, basically. I moved in. So it cost £700 to live there a month. And that was like, that's not that much for London, really. It's a lot in general, yeah, but it's not that much for London. And that was like my budget. So when I went, I was looking, before I went even, I was looking for places. And £700 a month was getting me shit all. Like, they were grim. The places were grim. Because my logic was, I don't mind if I live in a cheap place because I'll be spending all my time out of my flat doing things like meeting people and stuff. Didn't take into consideration coronavirus. And the fact that I would literally spend loads of time in my room working from home and everything. So I fucked myself over there. But my sister went to view it for me. Don't know if I've already told this story, by the way. Sorry if I have. My sister went to view it for me. And she failed to see that it was directly next to a park, a children's playground, and... Oh, God. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Oh my God. I really coughed myself up a bit of a fluster there. Oh my God. Anyway. what was I saying? Oh, train track in my back garden. You literally looked out of my room, playground to my right, and there was a literal train track in my back garden, and not a train, not a nice Virgin train zooming by. I'm talking Industrial Revolution steam trains that are carrying lorries, carrying heavy machinery, carrying goods, what do they call, material goods, steel, carrying iron. I couldn't believe it, guys. They were so loud. I hated it. They would go off in the night and literally make my room shake. I hated living there so badly. The people that I lived with were fine, but, like, I didn't really care about them. Like, sorry if you're listening. I doubt they are. They don't even know my name. But, like, they were, like, fine. Like, I just wanted to live with people that, like, I could, like, go out with and stuff. And they were, like, a bit older than me, and they weren't, like, keen, and they were a bit, like, yeah, keep themselves to themselves. And that made me, like, keep myself to myself. And I just didn't like it. I really did not like living there. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah, so I thought, right, got a month now of lockdown. Can't even go into work, so there's literally no point me being here. Everything's closing. All my friends are leaving. So, why don't I fully move out of this gaff? Go back home for a month, don't have to pay rent for a month, save a bit of money, and then go back to London after the month, move into a new place that you like, that's more expensive, but you've saved money, so it doesn't matter. Bish, bash, bosh! Absolute loving it! Absolute! Yeah! And, yeah, so that's what I've done. I've come home, and, yeah. I just like kind of, but guys, I nearly got into another battle with my new landlord. Natasha Part 2, the sequel. I'm not even kidding. So, right, see if you understand my logic here. My contract said, right, so my contract renewed every month. And when I first moved in, I asked my landlord, I said to him, if I want to move out, what do I do? And he said, you need to give a month's notice to the day. So that to me means, right, okay, so if I say I want to move out on the 1st, then I have to pay up until the 1st of the next month. Yeah, that makes sense to me. So my contract renewed on the 18th of every month. So I told them on the 1st of November that I wanted to move out. So that to me means I am paying to the 1st of December. But then they said, your contract renews every month on the 18th, so you need to pay till the 18th of December. And I said, okay, well, hold up. Let me switch the language. No. Like, I have proof that you said a month's notice, so I'm giving a month's notice. And that would be me paying for a place a month and 18 days whilst I'm not even living in it. But basically, they sent me the details of the contract, and in the finest little print ever, it does say that I need to pay, give a month's notice, and then to the following month of when my contract would have expired. Oh, it's bullshit. I've had enough. Get it out of my face. Get that. Oh, I pressed the wrong button.
Get that out of my face.
Do you know what? I like that. So that was, you know, working its way up to be a TikTok series, but it didn't happen in the end. And I just thought I'll let them off. So I worked in the office all that week, and then I moved out on the Saturday. Yeah. So my sister lives in London. So I stayed at mine on the Friday, packed all my stuff up. And then on the Saturday, yeah, we put my stuff in storage. Have you ever been to a storage, do you know, like a place where you can store your things, like a storage container place? Guys, they're so creepy. It gave me like Pretty Little Liars murder vibes. Like, it was cold. Like, I could hear people inside some of the storage units. I was like, what the fuck? We were like, get my stuff in, get us out of here. And then I had a lovely night at my sister's, and we watched the Glee concert movie. Oh, have you ever seen that? Guys, if you love Glee, you need to watch the Glee concert movie. And right, still to this day, I don't know why, I'm still so affected by it. Every time that Naya Rivera was on the TV, I started crying. I don't know what it is, guys. I need to get over this. I didn't know her in any way, shape, or form. I felt like I did, but I didn't, and I need to get over it. Anyway, Glee concert movie. We got a little bit drunky and had a great sing-a-song along, and it was bloody brilliant. I strongly recommend it. It's really weird, to be fair. They all are, like, in character, but basically, they did a world tour of, like, the world, and they did, like, an arena tour, and they filmed that process, like, the behind the scenes of it and everything, but they're all in character, and, like, the storyline is that, like, their school has been chosen to, like, do this tour. It's really weird, to be honest, and it's, like, weird watching it, but it is really good, and and there's so many freaks on it that have, like, that are like, Glee has changed my life. And in fairness, if I went to go and see them, I'm so annoyed at my older sister. Guys, I am so annoyed at my older sister because I was the biggest Glee fan in the whole entire world and she didn't take me to see them in concert. What the fuck is that all about? I was like 10 years old. I didn't know that Glee were travelling the world. She did. She bloody well knew. I would have loved to known. I would have been there bish bash bosh living it large. Fuming. I will honestly never forgive her. I know that that's bad, but Glee ain't going on tour ever again. Glee's done. Glee's finished. You know, half the cast have literally died, so they're not coming back anytime soon. But, you know, fuming. So I just had a little sip of my apple juice. Yeah, so we watched that, and that were lovely. And then the next day, I went back home. And, little love life update, I guess. So do you remember when I said that I was going to see my ex? Guys! Yeah! Oh my god, I just pressed a random button to make me feel a little bit less uncomfortable. There we go. This'll do. That'll do, donkey. Guys, so I may have gone to see my ex again, who lives in Manchester. Maybe we went for like a walk, because like social distance and everything. And maybe, like, we're speaking again? I don't know. I'm just going to leave it there because don't really know what's going on with that at the minute. Getting a little bit mixed signal vibes from him. So, yeah, we'll just have to see because we don't really know. But why do I talk about my personal life in a microphone into the world? Why do I talk about my personal life on a microphone to the world to hear? And he might hear this, and his friends might hear this, and they probably will, because I posted a TikTok about him, and then it got put in his friends group chat, and I felt really bad because he was embarrassed, and it was kind of like, why did I do that? But I'm still doing it now. So yeah. Fuck my life. So yeah, that's where we're up to, guys, really. And then I've been home and it's just been sound, working from home, saving up. I want to live. When I go back to London, I want to move to Chelsea. Ooh, who do I think I am? Who do I think I am? Apparently rich. Apparently rich. But yeah, I'm excited. So we're just keeping optimistic. They just said that there was a vaccine happening. If that vaccine happens, I made a TikTok saying this, if that vaccine happens, I will individually shag every single scientist that had anything to do with it. I swear to God, I will be buzzing over the moon. Never seen anything like it before. Oh, please let that vaccine exist. Anyway, we're up to present day now. My life's a bit boring, ATM. Just, you know, doing bits here and there, trying to keep myself sane. Got a month in the house with my fam. You know, that's nice. I like my fam. So, yeah, that's about it, really. The next part of the pod, I'm going to go through questions, and this is, like, the main part. I didn't mean to speak for 20 minutes just about myself, but I've bloody well done it, so here we are. Guys, by the way, oh, my God. Right, so in this ad break, you're going to hear my first readout advert. Oh, guys, my first readout advert. How buzzing is that? And it's by such a nice company, guys. They sent me some of their products. And I've been approached by other companies to, like, do adverts and stuff. But then I've had a look at their, like, product or something. Or they've sent me something. And I've just been like, this is a bit shit. Like, this is a bit shit. And even though you're going to give me money, like, money's money at the end of the day. I don't really, like, it comes and goes. I'd rather actually just advertise something that I genuinely like. And guys, so I got a lovely message from this lady called Laura, and she's like, I've got my own business, like, blah, blah, blah. It's like this sweet company. And she was like, can I just send you some of my products? And then, like, we can go from there. Guys, when she sent me the products, I did not expect what I received. It was like boxes of chocolates, like so much, so much. And it was the biggest temptation of my entire life. It was, guys, cakes. They looked like homemade cakes, cookies. It was so good. I can't even tell you. And I would not, like, advertise. Anyway, right. I'm just going to let the advert speak for itself because it's really cute. It's only, like, 50 seconds long. But please give it a listen. And also, please go to the Instagram that I said. Even, you know, just give it a follow. Give it a like. She's trying to get to 500 followers on her account. And like I said, I've dealt with other companies that have, like, more followers, were, like, bigger and everything, that wanted me to do adverts. But they were shit. And this is actually a company that sent me products, and I was more than pleasantly surprised with what I got. So I was like, do you know what, love? I will do an advert for you. So it's coming up right now, and then after this break, we're going to be answering some cutie little questions. So guys, I'll see you in a minute. Guys, do you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I try to be healthy, but sometimes you just have to admit to yourself that you're an utter legend and that you deserve a sweetie little treaty. And the place I go to get just that is to Sweet Escape. Oh, they send boxes of unreal treats to your door at genuinely sound prices, and I wouldn't lie to you. And they ship all over the UK. I got a delivery of chocolate sweets and cookies and cakes. And when I tell you, I absolute gobbled them up. They were unreal. To place an order with them, go to sweet_escape.x. That's sweet_escape.x on Instagram. And all the links are there. I promise you, you won't bloody regret it. Oh, they were delicious.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello everybody, we're a little bit back. I hope you liked that advert. I did. I enjoyed making it. It was very fun. It's like any other companies out there, you know, give me an email. If you sound... I had this one company, and they were like, yeah, we're really keen, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, okay then, cool. Like, what is it? And they sent me some stuff, and I won't say it is in what it was in case they're listening, but it was so bad. Like, so bad. Like, so not what they were advertising. And I was like, I'm not dishing this out to people to tell them to get it. Like, no. Get that in my face. That's what I thought. But anyway, guys, now we're going to answer some questions. And I love this. I love this. Guys, I've gone through the questions and they're elite. On this occasion, on this very occasion, they are elite. These are some great questions. Right. Going to jump right into it because we all know I'm not the best at reading. So let's try and do this. Right. This one is from Anna. Sorry, I'm going to cough. Sorry, that was a bit sudden. Hi, Max. My name is Anna, and I've been a huge fan of your TikTok and podcast for a little while now. Your podcast episode has never made me to feel... Oh, my fucking God. I've never failed to cheer me up, and I've listened to them over and over. That's very cutie, Anna. Thank you. Especially the one with Ben on religion. Loads of people love the one with Ben on religion. I think we've got to get Ben back on the podcast, because I love a bit of Ben, me. I could find myself relating to a lot of things that you had said about the body image episode, and listen to it made me want to start taking care of myself properly. Oh, Anna, I love you. My question is, what do I do if I've got zero idea what I want to do as a career? I've always been interested in media and performance. However, I know this doesn't happen for everyone. I've always wanted to go to uni, but now I don't know if I want to. Looking forward to hearing your advice and can't wait till the next podcast episode. Love, Anna. Okay, Anna, I have a lot of opinions on this because I first went to university, if you remember, to do film, and I didn't have a fucking clue what I wanted to do for a career. Leaving school, I don't know how old you are, Anna, it doesn't say. But if you're in school, which I'm guessing you are, if you're deciding if you want to go to uni, you, like, in school, for me, it's just so hard to decide what you want to do. You're just 17, 18 years old. How the hell are you supposed to know what you want to do or what you're good at? You don't even know what you're good at because you've not been able to try things. You can't try, like what? Oh, I hiccuped. No, you can't. You haven't tried anything yet. So, like, I now work in digital marketing because, like, I love, like, social media and, like, online content and everything. But I had never done that before in school. Not once. The only thing I'd done was art A-level where I made films. So I was like, all right, then, I'm going to go to uni and do film and I'm going to be a filmmaker. Tried it. Absolutely hated it. So, Anna, my biggest advice to you would be pick... Well, firstly, go to university. I'm not trying to, you know, university isn't for everybody, but it is definitely the place for somebody that doesn't know what they want to do with their career, because you just piss about. You just piss about for 3 years, and by the end of it, you have some sort of idea of what's going on with your life. But before it, not the slightest clue. Like, you could do your full degree and be like, oh, I don't want to do this, but at least I've got a degree in it, and I can apply it to this, this, and this. Go for it. Live your best life. You honestly, if especially in COVID, it has taught me nothing more than to just go for it, have a good time, have a drink, and get on with it. I'm just, like, you don't have to know what you're going to do with your career. You need to know what you want to do next. And working towards university as a goal is a great idea. If you're like, the idea of university is the worst thing in the entire world for me, then fair enough, don't do it. But for me, it was like, I didn't know what I wanted to do as a career, so I went to university to find out, and now I've found out, and now I'm happier than ever in my career. So, yeah. I don't know that, but yeah, do you know what? And a little bit. So I hope that that in some way helped you, because yeah, that's just my opinion on it. Right, next question. I'm loving these questions, by the way, guys. Please send questions into belegday.questions@gmail.com, because I love going through them. Oh my God, I also got some on Instagram. Oh, I forgot to look at them. Oh, I've got my phone. Oh no, I've not got my phone on me because it's filming right now. I'm filming this little bit to put a teaser on TikTok, by the way. Oh my God. One of them, oh wait, I forgot, right, I remember, one of them said, what is some advice that you'd give to your 15-year-old self? Oh, I'd say stop being a knobhead. I'd say cut your hair because you look like a duke. I'd say grow up and stop pretending that you're straight because you're not. I'd say... I don't know what I'd say. I'd say cut your hair. Honestly, I would say cut your hair. I'd say grow up. Stop being a pussy. Stop pretending that you're straight and just have a good time. That's what I'd say to my 15-year-old. And I'd also say stop caring so much. I used to care so much about what people thought of me. And the second that I stopped is when I started to have a great time. Like, my uni mates in Newcastle met me and they were like, oh my God, like, you are insane. But it's mostly because I don't care about what other people think of me. Like, we would go out and I just, like, act like a dick, even in front of them. Like, we'd meet new people and I'd be a complete knob. But, like, that's who I am. So if you don't like me, then we're not going to be friends and that's fine. But, like, at least you get the full version of me right from the beginning. So I'd say to my 15-year-old self, don't give a shit about what people think, because the people that you care about, what they think right now, will literally be so irrelevant to your life. So unbelievably irrelevant. Right, back to the email questions. Sorry, that was just one that I remembered from Instagram. I'll go through my Instagram ones for the next week's podcast episode. But please send questions to belegday.questions@gmail.com because that's the most fun. Right, this one is from Helen. Oh, cutie little name. Hello, Max. English isn't my first language, so please excuse any mistakes that may occur. Okay, and then she says, despacito. No, I'm joking. That was a really bad joke. I've literally read over this and not a single bit of her English is bad, so I don't know what Helen's on about. Despacito. Why was that the only foreign language word that I could think of in that moment? Oh, God, Max. Grow up. Right. I love your podcast and always listen to the newest episode on my way to work. The ads in Germany are okay, by the way. You asked that at some point. I didn't even think about that, but will the ads be, like, different in Germany? Will there be German ads? Oh my God. That's wild. Apart from the fact that I think you're really funny, I have to say that I love the bits about something serious, as the topics you talk about are so important, but also the majority of the time the episodes are super fun, and I really like the diversity of that. Oh, Helen! Helen! I agree. Thank you very much, Helen. I feel like I can relate to you in a few ways. I'm 20 and currently in uni, so I love to listen to the uni experiences you talk about. Oh, I just big fat spoke about them as well. Love that for you, Helen. And also, I'm bi, and my little brother, 17, is gay. Love it. I don't know why I'm shouting, everybody. Sorry. So the episode with your sister kind of felt like home. Oh, that's very cute. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cute, Helen. And now to my question. I'm about to move out and go live with a really good friend of mine. What was your experience firstly living alone and not being with your family. I'm a little bit scared, but at the same time super excited. Love, Helen. P.S. When you first appeared on my For You page, I thought you looked familiar, and yesterday I was looking through the pictures on my phone and realised that you kind of resemble a guy I made out with. Ooh. Little bit saucy, Helen. With in a club back in February before Corona hit. And he even lives in London, I think. Just thought it was really funny. Helen, it's me. Helen, it's me. Helen, it's me. I'm the guy that you made out with in London town. I'm kidding, Helen. It's not me, but I wish it was. What was the question again? Any advice? Blah, blah, blah. All right, any advice? Firstly, living out. Right, so you're going to be scared, Helen. It's normal. You might be a little bit afraid. But I'm telling you, I was a little bit nervy when I was first moving out. Within a few days, couldn't give a shit. Like, you just, you get used to having your own space instantly. Especially if you're living with a friend, you will thrive, Helen. You're literally going to live your best life. I'm so buzzing for you. There is nothing better than having your own independence. And like I love living with my family. Well, that's a lie. But I love, like, my family. And I, like, just enjoy living by myself. Like, have it, like, you're in control of your own day. You can do whatever you want. Like, if you want to go out to like 5 a.m. shagging someone, guess what, Helen, you can do it. And your family can't tell you not to. So it's just, yeah, you just have the best time, Helen. You're gonna have the best time. And I'm mega jealous. I'm actually really jealous that you're moving out with your friend. I want to live with my friends. We've made a pact that after uni, after we all finish, well, not all of us, like a few of us are going to go and live in London together. Oh, and that's my dream. That is literally my dream. What I've learned through living with people in like random flat shares and stuff is that... Oh, shit. Sorry, everybody. My phone's just buggered off. Oh, my phone. Right, I'm going to keep you on whilst I'm dealing with this technical difficulty. My phone, the storage has just got full. Do you know what? Get your phone. I friggin' hate... Oh my god! Everything delete. Delete, delete, delete. Control alt delete. Delete, delete, delete. Oh my god, I'm getting a new phone soon, guys, because this phone is a piece of shit. Everybody delete. Oh my god, in all my videos are videos of Little Mix. Why are you like this? Oh my god, right. Control alt delete. But yeah, what we're talking about, Helen. Do you know what, Helen? You're going to have the best time. Right, sorry, I'm just setting up my phone again. Bloody hell, it's now freezing. Ah! Oh, come on. Phone, come on. Set up, set up, set up, set up. And we're back. We're back in the room. We're back in the room. Helen, you're going to have the best time. I want to live with my friends. What I've learned is that living with strangers is not that fun, and living with your friends is the best thing in the entire world. Right. Next question. Hi, Max. I love your podcast. It's so fun and uplifting with enough honesty and seriousness. It's my favourite. Oh, guys, so many of you are so nice. Like, this is like the weirdest thing to that you just like email me and you're saying nice things. Like, that is so weird. If I'm feeling shit, I just re-listen to an episode and you never make me feel better and even a bit more wanted. Oh, this is so cute. So thank you. Please keep doing what you're doing. Oh, that's actually making me smile loads. Anyway, what is the most outrageous, traumatic, funniest thing you've done whilst pissed? Also, fuck, marry, kill, Bertram from Jesse, Andrew Scott, and Greg Davis. Don't have a clue they are. I might have to Google them. Lots of love, Erin. And then it says, no one ever knows how to say my name, so it's Erin. Oh my god, I have pronounced it right. I pronounced it right. Erin. Love it. Right, so Erin has asked, what is the most outrageous... Wait, so what's it say? So, Erin has asked, what is the most traumatic thing I've done whilst pissed? Well, the first thing that comes to mind... So, I went out with my ex-boyfriend. This was my first ever boyfriend. We went out, and before we went out, I had a sore stomach. And I realised I hadn't been to the toilet in about 3 days. I was in a lot of pain. He ran across the road to get me some tablets, otherwise known as laxatives. And then I found some laxatives in my room. I took them. And then he came back. I took his. We went on a night out. I was drinking. Everything was fine. And then we leave the night out. I'd forgotten about the pain because I was drunk. We leave the night out. We're in a takeaway. And suddenly my stomach goes absolute egos. And I'm thinking, oh, oh no. Oh no, 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 no. I start running for my life. Guys, guys. I shit in the street. I shit in the street. I did a shit in the street. I couldn't hold it. I ran for my life, but I shit in the street. It was humiliating. It was awful. And then for the next week, every time I walked to work, I walked past my shit on the floor of the street. Oh my God. Sorry guys, I'm just reliving some trauma. Oh my God. It was horrible. I shit in the street. I had to, yeah. And he didn't know. He was stayed in the takeaway. And then I got back and I just pretended like nothing had happened. And I don't speak to him anymore. We're blocked on all social media, so he's not going to hear this. Unless he's a stalker, which he kind of is. So he might hear this. So if you're listening, first ever boyfriend, I shit in the street that time. I said I didn't. I said I made it. I didn't make it. I shit in the street. I shit in the street. Well, I guess I just shit on the floor. That were me. I didn't plan on telling that story. I had another one planned. But for some reason in this moment, the only story that I could think of was me shitting in the street. So here we are. I've never really told many people that story. But I feel like I've done many. If I'm being completely honest, that is not the worst thing that I've done whilst drunk. That is absolutely not the worst thing that I've done whilst drunk. But that's the one that you're only allowed to hear because I would, yeah. There's some things that I've literally vowed that I would never repeat ever again. Jesus Christ, that were an emotional roller coaster. Right, we're moving on to the next question because I don't know who them fuck, marry, kill people are. I'm sorry. Who was that? By the way, Erin. Cheers, Erin. Love your name, by the way. A little bit Erin. Oh, gosh, this is a long one. Are we ready? Charlotte's really pulled it out of the bag here. Hi, Max. First of all, I just wanted to say that I love your podcast and it's the highlight of my week. The one with Ben about religion really gave me a new perspective. Oh, guys, we're loving Ben. We're loving a bit of Ben. I'll ask him to come back. I want to go for a drink with him soon. And I appreciate that. I'm so glad I found you on TikTok because you're fucking hilarious. Correct. Correct, Charlotte. Other than that, I'm looking for a bit of advice, especially since everyone has given me really biased opinions. But I also want to prefix this by saying that it's probably nothing to do with the podcast topic. Oh, this was when I did a Halloween one. Never mind. It is. We're not. But yeah, whatever. So, in my second year of uni, I recently found out that all my classes next semester have moved online. I go to uni in Toronto, but I live in Ottawa. Though that probably means fuck all to you since you're not Canadian. So it's about 4 hours away. Yeah, didn't know that. Cheers. I stayed in Ottawa for this semester, but have planned on heading to Toronto. Sorry. My phone's playing up again. I'm just leaving it. But I'm planning... Where was I up to? Planning to go to Toronto for the winter break and... with a friend that has decided not to go. I still want to go even though classes are online, but I can't decide. I don't really have any friends at home now, and my three closest uni friends have all moved back to Toronto. They're always great to be around, and I would love to have that all the time instead of visiting for a weekend every couple of months like I do now. Also, Ottawa is a bit boring, and Toronto is just generally a better and more exciting place to be. With that in mind, I have family here, and it's free to live here, though I would rather not have my parents waking up at 4 a.m. because I'm listening to your podcast and laughing a bit too loud. Cute. I do have enough money to move, so that isn't really a huge problem right now, but future me is definitely trying to save up for my last 2 years and not make any more loans that I need to. While future me is very logical, present and her toxic spending habits are saying, fuck it, bitch, live your best life. So yeah, that's about it. And I would love any advice that you might be able to give. Also, I didn't read this over and I'm a bit hungover. So cheers if you actually made it to this point. Sorry if you didn't make any sense. Once again, thank you for everything you do, being my favorite TikToker and podcast host. Oh, I hope you enjoy your Halloween and your makeup was a fucking 11 out of 10. Oh, Charlotte. Thank you, Charlotte. You're very lovely, Charlotte. I love a bit of you. Right, Charlotte, you know what I'm going to say. So I don't know why. You know exactly what I'm going to say. You're now, you know what you want to say. You're looking for people to give you a negative view because you're scared. Charlotte, you're scared. Well, guess what, Charlotte? This is your sign. If you're listening, Charlotte, I know you're listening. I know you're listening right now, Charlotte. This is your sign. You're doing it. I don't give a shit. If Corona, in fairness, it hasn't hit that bad in Canada, but here, if Corona has taught me anything, live your life, Charlotte. Like, the whole world could be over in a year. We could be in a fucking zombie apocalypse in a year. Live your life. Go and live with your friends. Oh, a fly! Oh my God, a fly. It's okay. Live your life, Charlotte. Live it. You need to do this. Okay? Honestly, who gives a shit about money? Why would you want to stay at home? Like, you'll be bored. Go and live with your friends. Have the best time whilst you can. Like, if you love these people and you want to live with them, do it. What is stopping you? Literally, you say you even have the money. Why do you need to save money? You can always make money. Just spend it. Just spend it. Absolute. Charlotte, you're going. I can't remember which one it was. You were going to Ottawa or Toronto. I think Toronto. Go to Toronto. Oh my God. Isn't Toronto like the main city in Canada? What are you doing in Ottawa? Get your backside to Toronto now. I swear to God, Charlotte, if you don't do it, I'll be angry at you. So you had better do it, seriously, because this is a perfect opportunity for you to just start living your best life. So you best do it. Guys, everybody, give a round of applause to Charlotte because she's going to do it. She's going to bloody well do it. I promise you, she's going to do it. She's going to Toronto. Right. That's for you, Charlotte. You best do it. Right. Next question. It's from Ellie. Hi, Max. I really love the podcast. Personal favourite was the one with Ben. Jesus Christ. Have I already read this? No, I've not. Everybody's shagging Ben, aren't they? Oh, my God. We'll have to get Ben back on. I literally had to stop washing up because I was laughing so much. Okay, then. I think it's good when I have someone to bounce off with. I would have loved to have started a podcast with somebody else, but I didn't know anybody else that would start a podcast with me. Do you know what I mean? Maybe we'll get Ben back as a guest, yeah. Because I feel like I can chat shit by myself, but I do enjoy it more when I have someone else to bounce off. Sorry, I was having some apple juice. I'd love some advice. I'm a second year uni student, but find it really tough. I feel really lost and unsure about what I'm doing, but I'm only keeping at it because I need a degree to apply for the jobs I'd like to do. I'm struggling with loneliness, especially with the new lockdown measures. I'm worried about how it'll affect me. It's like I'm just thinking about the future and waiting for the good times to arrive. Any advice of how to deal with this? I guess I do, because I was in a very similar situation. Whilst I was trapped in Bristol, all that I was doing was looking forward to going to Newcastle and getting out of there. And I decided that in January, I hated Bristol and I wanted to leave. And it wasn't until the following September that I could actually pretty much leave. So that was like a long couple of months that I was fully hating my life. So I'd say just set a goal. Like, set a goal that you can work towards. Do something new that fills your time. If you're feeling lonely, like, I could be... Like, realistically, I'm sat in a room by myself right now. I'm not around anyone. But I'm doing this and I'm having a good time and it's engaging my, like, thoughts and stuff. You need to keep yourself busy. It's so difficult to get out of that headspace when you're feeling lonely. I know exactly how you feel. I felt it in London recently, and I massively felt it in Bristol. I was so down all the time, so depressed, so lonely, and you realise when you get out of it that there were so many things that you could have done. You could have gone out and messaged that person and gone for drinks and done this and done that, but you get stuck in a rut, and I feel you. I literally feel you. I understand where it's coming from. You get stuck in a rut of like, oh my God, I don't have that many friends here, and like, blah, blah, blah. People think I'm weird, but like, you are in control of the situation, Ellie. You are literally the only person that has any control over how you feel in this moment. You can either choose to just sit there, sail by, do your degree, blah, 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 get your job, whatever, or you can be like, right, this is a year of my life. You're in second year, next 2 years of your life. Go out and do something. Make new friends. Find people online. It is not hard. I have no shame in my game. I fully, like, followed people that I thought I'd be friends with on Instagram, on Twitter. Started messaging them, like, hi, I want to be friends with you. Let's go for a drink. Like, and obviously, I have a certain level of confidence that is basically arrogance at this point. But I've only developed that through trial and error of, like, going out and, like, trying new things and stuff. So, literally, Ellie, Feels like shit, but you are in control of it and you can do it. Oh, guys, do you know what? Let's give Ellie, round of applause. Round of applause. We love to see it, Ellie. We absolutely love to see it. I wish you all the best, Ellie. Hope you're listening to this now and you're feeling seen and you're not feeling lonely, and we can get through this together. Last question I've got here. Hi, Max. Hope you're keeping well. My question is just a quick one. What is your MBTI... Myers-Briggs personality type? Here's the link to the test if you haven't taken it and want to. Oh, I don't remember reading over this one. I must have started it by accident. Oh, it's a full-on quiz to do a test. Do you know what? No, actually, I'm not going to do that. That's a bit of a boring test. Myers-Briggs personality test. I don't know what that is. I'm going to do a gay test. Shall I do one of them? That's quite funny. Shall I do one of those tests that's like, oh my God, I'm going to do a test to see if I'm gay. Right. Oh my God, there's 20 questions. Let's zoom through it. Why are you taking this test? No, this is boring. I'm gonna Google, am I gay test? Do you know I did one of these when I was younger? And it said, yeah, you big fat gay. Sexuality. Am I gay? 12 things to know if you're questioning your sexuality. Gay test. Come on, gay test, come on. Oh my God, this looks like an old... This is like an old test. So this is gonna be really funny. Oh my God, will you all piss off? Why are there so many things popping up on my screen? Piss off! Piss off! Piss off! Oh my God. Gay test. Right, we're doing this one. Come on. How long do you take to get ready in the morning? This is brilliant. This is going to be great, guys. Right, how long do you take to get ready in the morning? 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 21 minutes, 1 hour, more than... I'm going to put 1 hour. It does take me around an hour. Let's see if I'm gay. How fashionable are you? Very fashionable. Do you often feel uncomfortable in public toilets? Nah, I don't. I hate watching stereotypical female programs such as beauty pageants. Absolutely true. No, I love it. Absolute no, I love it. This is fun. If a man is strict but is hot, would you like to meet him? What the fuck does that mean? What? If a man is strict but hot, would you like to meet him? Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. What is the ratio of your love for women and men? Women 95%, men 5%. I'm putting men 95%. I like pink and I don't care what you think. True or false? It says, I like pink and I don't care what you think. True or false? I'm putting true. What if a hot girl sent you a friend request on Facebook? Would you accept it or not? I'm going to put no. I feel strong emotional bonds to the women. I do feel... Wait, no. These are the three options. So, I feel strong emotional bonds to the... ... Option one, women. Option two, men. Option three, gay. I'm putting women. Have you ever wanted to kiss a hot woman? Man, none. I'm putting man. I feel excited when I'm invited by girls. True. I do. All my mates are girls. I wouldn't want to die without having experimented sexually with woman, men, gay. I'm putting men. Would you like to read or listen to stories about insecure women? Yeah, to be fair, yeah. Why are these? This is so funny. Have you ever wanted to play with friends' finger? What the fuck? This is word for word what it says. Have you ever wanted to play with friend's finger and touch his body? Yes. Oh, it's coming up with Matt. In all pink capital letters it says, you are gay. This is brilliant. This is the best thing ever. Oh, I'm absolutely obsessed with this. Oh, God, that's great. Right. Right, guys, we're going to go for another little break now. We've finished all the questions. I thoroughly enjoyed that, I'm not going to lie. And then when we come back, it's going to be the usual. Something serious, something that I like, and something that I don't really like. So, I'll see you after this cutie little break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And hello everybody, we're a little bit back. I hope that you had a lovely break just then. I got a little bit more apple juice and I had a nice drinky poo. And we're just in time to talk about something a little bit...
I just want to be me.
I pressed the wrong button, but a little bit serious. So guys, this week, I feel like this is going to come as no surprise. I don't know what the timeline is now. Actually, I do, because I'm living in the present day. I don't know where I was going with that. But guys, Donald Trump is no more! Oh, Joe Biden won the election and I'm so glad to see it. I know I'm not American. But it, honestly, what happens in the American election affects everyone around the world. I remember feeling so scared when Donald Trump got into power, and he is like, we have Boris as a prime minister now. And I put that heavily down to Donald Trump existing, because we would have not, like, the standard of politics has just gone out the window. Like, it's wild. Joe Biden, you know, he might not be perfect, but he's a damn sight better than that big, fat, ugly, sloth-looking, slug, orange, shit haircut, no eyebrows, piece of shit. Honestly, transphobic, racist, sexist, elitist, wanker. Oh my God, I'm so happy that just the Republicans are out. Like, they're out. They've still got power in, like, the Senate and everything. Don't really know what that means, but in all honesty, the fact he's not president means so many good things. It means so many good things. Like, the amount of anti-LGBT laws that we're like, oh, going through is mental, and we can see hopefully an end to that. Oh my God, even if it's just for 4 years. Like, I always used to love America and I always wanted to live in America, and honestly, seeing what it's become is like the biggest, like, I could never, I'd be scared. I would not want to go there. Like, I haven't even felt compelled to go there, like, on a holiday or anything. Like, that's how wild it is to me. And the Trump supporters, they're like a weird cult, and it's just gross, and it's disgusting, and I'm so glad. I'm so, so, so glad. And Kamala Harris, I don't know if that's how you say her name, I think it's Kamala. Oh my God, the first female black vice president. I think she's the first just black vice president in general, isn't she? I know Barack Obama was the president. I'm pretty sure that there'd been no other black vice presidents, and she's the first female. Like, oh my God, and she's elite. She is absolute legendary. Honestly, I'm so just happy. It fills me with so much joy. When it happened, I remember waking up and Donald Trump was in the lead, and I was like, oh my God, no. I was like, surely not. Like, it's literally happening again. And then those mail-in ballots came through. Oh my God, the absolute. It was just, oh my God. Yeah, I felt so happy. And I'm still so happy thinking about it now. Such little cuties, like, gonna save the world, make everything a better place. Oh, it makes me so happy. I'm so happy. And it makes me so much more happy to see the Trump supporters cry. The fact that Donald Trump made it heavily part of his campaign to try and destroy the Postal Service, saying that it's untrustworthy, it's, like, disgusting, it's gross. Because throughout history, for whatever reason, the majority of postal votes have always been Democrats. They just always have. There's not, like, nobody knows why. It's just a trend that has occurred throughout the years. So Donald obviously saw this and was like, he made a whole plan. Like, it's literally a plan to attack the Postal Service so that when the votes come in and the majority of them are for Democrats, he can say, I've been saying all along, it's corrupt, it's, like, cheating. Bullshit, Donald. Bullshit. Oh my God. So he attacked the Postal Service, and then all of his people voted in person, and then the mail-in votes started coming in, and he was shocked that none of them were for him. But why would they be for him? He told all of his voters that it was corrupt and that to not vote through there. So that makes no sense. Oh my God. It gets me so het up, but it's over. And he's slowly but surely going to fade into obscurity. I cannot wait. I hope, number one, that he gets arrested for all the crimes that he's committed and his family. I hope they're all in jail because they've got away with a lot just because he is the president. And I can't wait. I cannot wait. Oh my God. I either hope they fade into nothingness, lose all the money and we just don't care about them, or every single one of them is put in jail. The fact that Twitter was even like stopping his tweets and everything. Oh, legend. Oh, it's such a time to be alive. All the dance. I've never wanted to be in America more than when I saw all the people like dancing in like West Hollywood. Oh my God. Chrissy Teigen in the car. Oh my God, I want to be dancing right there with you. But we're sat in England where it's locked down, so that's not happening anytime soon. But yeah, that's just something that's just a little bit serious. And yeah, it was kind of, it's not that serious, but I just wanted to talk about it because it really does mean a lot to me. And yeah, buzzing my tits off, absolute buzzing my titties off. Right, next is... there's something that, to be honest with you, I really do kind of like. And this week, it is Little Mix The Search. Guys, I know I spoke about this before, but I spoke about it in the way that I didn't like it because it was the first episode and it was all boys and it was boring, straight boys. Guys, the whole programme, it just concluded like this last weekend. So good. So good. So better than X Factor. The talent on that show was elite. If you don't know, by the way, Little Mix had their own, TV show where it was like a competition, singing competition like X Factor, where they put together six different bands based on solo artists. Like they put them into the bands and they had a mixed band, which was boys and girls, which is a bit shit. And then they had a girl band that was vocals, girl band dance. And then they had a boy band and an instrument band and then a rap and R&B band. And guys, oh my God, the talent. The rap and R&B band, Why Change, if you watched, oh my God. So good. I thought they were going to win it. Or the girl vocal group. Oh my God. They were all women of colour. I think bar one, who was a white girl. Oh my God. Just the vocals that they gave to it. And it was, they were such a different take. They were like a Destiny's Child, like a modern Destiny's Child. Like there's such a market for them. Oh my God. They were unbelievable. They were unbelievable. And oh, the talent. The talent. So good. Oh my God, I just had to press a button. I got excited, but they were so good. And I really wanted Nostalia. This is the female vocal group to win. But they didn't. The boy band instrumental band won. And they were good too. I just didn't see them winning. But I guess they kind of gave like One Direction mixed with McFly vibes. So people shag that, don't they? But honestly, oh, can't. But what made me really sad, Jessie from Little Mix, there's something going on with her. I don't know what it is, guys. I'm worried. I'm genuinely worried. She didn't show up for the final of the show. And then the day after, they filmed the EMAs. And she wasn't there for that. They just released a new album. And she hasn't posted about it on social media once. They put out a press release saying that she's sick. And that's why. But I don't think she is sick. In like the semi-final of the show, she was a bit harsh on like one... like group or something, but like Perry was harsh throughout the whole thing, and I think that she got a bit of hate from it. And obviously with everything that she's experienced in the past, maybe she just like couldn't handle it and she's been like, fuck this, I'm out. And I'm so worried that she's gonna like drop out of the band. Like I really am. I've never really thought that before because it was all like hidden well last time, but I'm really thinking that she might do. They've just released a new album. She hasn't done anything for it, no promo, not anything, and like that's crazy. Oh, and she's so lovely. She's like the most, if you haven't watched a documentary, Odd One Out on BBC iPlayer, it makes me sob every single time I watch it. And she's just the most lovely, amazing person. Oh, guys, can we all just, for Jessie Nelson, please, I just send positive vibes her way. Give her a nice tweet. She might see it. You never know. But oh my God, yeah. Sorry. I just had to say that. Right. Now, onto the bit. Other podcast where I talk about something that, to be honest with you, I don't really like. And I've written one down and I don't really want to say it anymore. I don't remember writing this and I don't know why I've said it. This is once again a moment where I'm exclusivizing. What's the word? Exclusing? Obscuring? Why can't I think of the word? Oh, revealing. What the fuck were I on about? Revealing too much about myself. But I think I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, God. All right, then. The thing that I don't like this week...
No!
...is STDs. Why am I saying that? Oh, my God. Right, STDs. I don't like them. They've become a really big inconvenience to my life. Why am I saying this? Right, anyway. So, I may or may not... And if you don't know what STD is, it's sexually transmitted disease. I'm just going to put it out there. I may or may not have accidentally had sex with one of my friends who's a male. I mean, that might have happened over a month ago. It might have happened, you know, you never know. And then I may or may not have, about 2 weeks after that, gone to see my ex, like I spoke about on here. And I may or may not have had sex with him. And then I may or may not, a week ago, I've got a text from my friend, who I had sex with, saying he's got an STD. So then, I have to go and tell my ex-boyfriend, who I had sex with, that he might have an STD. And then he says to me, oh, I've got symptoms of an STD. Me, personally, no symptoms. I'm easy breezy. Oh my God. Sorry, a notification just went off in my ear. I'm easy breezy lemon squeezy. No symptoms. Breezing through life. But the chances are I've probably got an STD. Oh no. Why am I talking about this? So yeah, I've just been treated today. I went to a clinic and I said, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I've got no symptoms and no, I've not got no. But I've been told that I probably do have something. So I reckon you should give me a jab. And they went, all right, then here we go. Guys, I can't feel my leg. I got the biggest jab ever in my leg. I'm in pain. I can't walk up the stairs. And I'm having to pretend like my family, like nothing's happened. I told my mum I was just going for an STD check because I get one every 3 months or something. Absolute bullshit. I've been told that I need to get one. Oh, why am I disclosing this information? Anyway, yeah, but I'm not keen. But also, guys... Look after yourself. Don't do stupid things like I did. But in fairness, both times I was drunk and I didn't, and it was like wasn't supposed to happen. So, yeah, and I very rarely do that. Well, I'm lying, but anyway, please be careful. Have protected sex. I always have protected sex. I just happen to have got STDs. Okay, I don't know why I'm still talking. Right, anyway, let's round it up there, guys. I think I've spoken enough. In fact, I know for a fact I've spoken enough because I've really just let myself down as a person. Right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And also, apologies because I've just been chatting absolute shit. So I hope you had a good time. I hope that you enjoyed this little catch-up. This is all that I wanted this episode to be. Just a little regroup before we get back into doing ones on, like, specific topics and stuff. So, guys... Love you lots. Thank you for still tuning in. Thank you for everything. Blah, blah, blah. Love you lots. You all know. We're like a part of like a secret group where we're actually like mates. I literally put on my thing the other day because I see messages from time to time. A lot of people say like they feel like they know me and like, and I'm like, the fact that you have heard this, all this stuff that I talk about, you do know me. And we probably would be really good friends. So I genuinely feel like you're my mates. It's weird. I don't know. I feel like I'm literally just sat here talking to my mates. So you, yes you, who's listening right now, and you've just thought, wow, he's got really close and personal in my ear. That's because I've gone really close to the microphone. But you, yes, I love you. I think you're sick. And keep doing what you're doing and keep listening to this podcast. And also, give it a review whilst you're at it. You can't give reviews on Spotify. I only noticed that recently, but you can give reviews on Apple. And I don't have that many. So it would be really appreciated if you went and gave me a review on Apple. Because then, more reputable, oh my God, reputation. What am I trying to say? Taylor Swift. Reputable companies will offer me some adverts, like our cutie little advert that we had today. So, guys, love you lots. And I'm dancing. I'm not recording this one, but I'm going to dance out in the intro anyway. So, love you lots. Stay safe. COVID's hopefully nearly over. We're getting a vaccine sorted. And have a lovely, lovely day. I hope you had a lovely little bit of... Goodbye, everybody. Oh, I love it. I'm dancing. You can't see me, but I am. Oh, we love it. Come on, dance. Come on. Dance with me. Balegde. Dance with me. Come on, I know you're not doing it. Why are you not doing it? I can see you. Dance. I'm looking at you right now. Dance. 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 I'm going to go now. Bye. Balegde.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.